Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pulp stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. So, hey, it is the second Sunday of January, and we have got a new thing going on here. It is now our energy balancing best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy code Sunday with our wonderful best practitioner. Linda Rasmussen is here. Before we get to chatting away here, because there's a lot of new stuff going on, as always, keeping us grounded and everything working well, Animal World's production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Hello. Good morning, Martha. Yet another rainy and muggy day out there.
I was going to say, we started playing Red Robin, and I was so good to hear the Red Robin again and all of that. And then I turned my head and looked out the
Nothing's
window.
Nothing's really changed, has it?
Well, when I went out with Robbie earlier, because I always go out with him first thing in the morning, you know, just. And when I went out, it was not raining. But Robbie's out there, I do some yogi stuff and affirmations and my little mortar march thing. Linda knows all about that. And as I'm doing it, I start hearing things, which with the trees and everything in the forest where I live, you hear the rain before you feel it. So I'm hearing something and I'm thinking, that's raining. I look at a puddle and sure enough, while I'm out there, the rain has started and it is really coming down now.
Oh, come on. I think you'd be used to that by now.
Oh, well, yeah. Just to let you know, it has been one heck of a week. Nathan doesn't even know what was going on. But I can't remember how much we shared last Sunday, Nathan. Saturday night, I had it like my internet and Wi-Fi and all that computer stuff. I'll just like got really bad.
Instead of a little rain cloud above your head, it was a little Mercury retrograde above your head,
I had a classic Mercury in retrograde week, except that Mercury's not in retrograde, but it certainly seemed that way. But
that's why you got your own little private Mercury retrograde just floating above your head. Kind of like the Peanuts
that's
cartoon.
That's what it was like. So anyway, that was Saturday night. I just was so grateful that my computer worked well enough that I was able to Zoom with Nathan to do the show. Okay. But that was all I was able to do. And after the show, it's like, I had no my Wi-Fi was just terrible and internet, and I couldn't access anything, and I couldn't, and 4 days, Nathan, it took to straighten this out. Hours and hours and hours on the phone with Apple and Xfinity and all of that, you know, and over and over and over again. And because the Wi-Fi is all messed up, then Apple couldn't do everything needed to do. And for it wasn't until Wednesday night that we finally got everything worked out. And I'll share you the details, except that I really think it was Xfinity's fault. And I think with what they've done, I think they degraded some of their Wi-Fi. I ended up having to pay more money for more Wi-Fi. Anyway, it didn't make sense. But I am now back in business and everything is great. And then combine that with the other things that were going on this week. You'll hear more about that as the show goes on. It's been kind of stressful. And like I said, apparently I have a Mercury in retrograde cloud over my head. I hopefully it's passed, because now all the communication stuff is squared away. And everything is working well, so I'm very grateful for that. But if I'm a little discombobulated today, there's a good reason for it. It's been just a crazy week. And I'm looking at Nathan. It looks like do you have a new Bigfoot on your head?
Yeah, remember the Christmas show with Stacy here in the studio?
That's right. We were all giving
each other Christmas gifts. I thought I'd give it a little wear today for the program.
It looks great. Well, you know, for any of you that don't know, Nathan is the Miller Lite Bigfoot mascot for the Mariners.
Miller Lite, we just appear at the Mariners. But yes,
at the Mariners
I am the
game,
Bigfoot.
Sort of. He is the Bigfoot. And Stacy gave him a cap, because Nathan wears baseball caps and with a Bigfoot on it. So it looks really nice.
Yeah, it's got like a little blue in the front. I just got realized of this, but it's the Western Washington University colors, which I went to. They're blue and white and pretty much the same exact shades. So I thought it's a pretty cool hat. You know, it represents my college and it represents my alter ego as well. The only thing that it doesn't have going for it is it's this style of hat is called a trucker hat, and I'm not a trucker. Maybe I need to become a trucker so this hat totally fits me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah. Anyway, I think you're good as Bigfoot and everything radio and all that good stuff. So anyway, you're hearing Linda Rasmussen chuckling in the background here. And so good morning, Linda, and welcome back to Animal World here.
Well, good morning, Martha. Good morning, Nathan.
And I guess one of the bigger things that you may not want to pay attention to is how we do everything today, because I don't have automatic pilot on this show anymore. Because remember, we have changed up what we're doing on the second Sunday of the month. It has always been, best Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen. But as you all know, anybody that isn't just tuning in for the first time, Dr. Nels and Linda are two of the most gifted healers I've ever met. But unfortunately, if one does wonderful things for animals and heals animals and is not a veterinarian, if the veterinary community can get their noses out of joint and go after you, and that is what happened with Dr. Nels, and he has been to court over practicing veterinary medicine without a license, which of course we all know that's not what he does. Veterinarians don't do energetic balancing and this sort of thing, but we've had to change what we're doing, and at this point Dr. Nels is not allowed to work with animals in our state of Washington. Therefore, since most of our listeners are in this state, he has stepped away for the show for the present time. But once that decision had been made, of course, Linda, we were kind of like, well, what are we going to do now? Because as you're all familiar with, Dr. Nels has always worked primarily on animals. but also some humans. Linda's always worked just on the human animals. She takes care of us people. And so when you would call in, Dr. Nels would work, you know, work with the animals, and Linda would work with us human animals. Well, now I think, Linda, this whole idea, I think we've got to give credit where credit is due, but I think Dr. Nels, you know, has become very intuitive over the years and in the work that he does, and is very guided in what he does. And he had some kind of thing where
we
he
call
saw
it a vision.
A vision? Is that what we should call
he
it?
He had a vision.
He had a vision. Okay. So you need to know we're guided on all of this. And because, you know, I turned the show over to Divine Mother years and years ago. So we just do what we're guided to. Anyway, he had a vision. And what he saw was Linda working on the humans, and of course then remembering what I've been teaching for years and years, which I call the human to animal transference. You know, our animals pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with us humans. And so the normal flow of energy is from human to animal. So Nels had this vision that we could take advantage of that. And that if we, you know, set this up right, that Linda could make a connection with the human, but then we could also connect, you know, somewhat with the animals, but Linda would work on the human, and then the energy would go from the human to the animal. So it's kind of like working on the whole package together. Now, Linda, is there a better way to describe this, or how would you describe?
Well, what I would say is this is a very holistic process, and always has been. And what we are acknowledging is that when people are suffering in whatever ways they're suffering, it affects all the people and animals around them. And in helping that person, all are benefiting.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that's kind of the idea. And, you know, when you're talking about energetic balancing practices and so forth, you know, it sounds sometimes like woo-woo stuff, you know, because it can be hard for left brains to kind of understand. But it certainly made sense to us. And so we decided that we would continue with our second Sunday shows, but we're not going to call them healing shows anymore. We're going to call them energy balancing shows. And Linda will be here. And kind of the way it's going to work is that y'all will call in as usual. And if you're calling in just for your human self, well, then Linda's going to do a treatment with you like she always does. Now, if you normally when people call in about their animal friends, Dr. Nels would balance the animals and Linda would balance the human. Well, Linda's still going to balance the human, but we'll spend a little more time. We'll talk enough about the animals so that y'all have an idea of what we're doing, and there can be we get a good connection going from the caller and their animals, and then Linda will go through a treatment with the caller that will go through to the animals. Now, and just so you know, we're not like just starting off from scratch, because we've been working on this for a little while, and we've done a little practicing. And I'm still going to say that we're kind of all guinea pigs today, because for a while we're going to be feeling our way through all of this. But just so you know, and Nathan, what we did is we started doing, we did Zoom calls, we worked on my animals and me, and the way we set it up, we had Dr. Nels check out the animals and what they would need if he were going to work on them. And then Linda did her session with me, and then we had Nels check the animals again to see if anything had changed. Well, miracle upon miracle, guess what? Things changed, and it did make a positive difference for the animals. So we're really, I'm excited, but I'm also, you know, there's a bittersweetness again to this whole thing because we miss the presence of Dr. Nels. However, he's going to be more present today than he will in the future on Second Sundays for the time being, because one of the things he shared with me this week is his newsletter comes out once a month, and in that newsletter, he always gives an affirmation for the month, and it's directly related to what we're dealing with. And of course, was his lesson first, and he's sharing it with all of us. So we are. I'm going to add that, and you will get to hear Dr. Nils' affirmation for the month because I think it's going to help us all get through the show. So I think that's going to kind of catch us up on where we are today and how we're going to handle this. And as usual, we won't get to phone calls until after the bottom of the hour. We've got to officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations and then Dr. Nils' affirmation. And then we will be ready to take phone calls. But hopefully there are folks out there, Nathan and Linda, it's not just us, and y'all will pick up your phone when it's time to call in, and we're going to see how this works. And of course, we would like you to be reporting back to us and letting us know how you and your animals feel after the show today and moving forward.
And I thought I'd let people know a little bit of an update, too, about how we approach these sessions, because these aren't really necessarily new sessions that we're doing. It's the same ones we've always been doing with Linda, but there's a little added bonus
well,
now.
Well, yeah, we have another change that you're right, that I'd, and that normally when Linda would work on the caller, the human, remember what, you know, she will give the caller something to do with their left brain. You know, this is what you do with your eyes and then think this word and this number. And I've always thought of that for myself. I think of that as them giving our brain something to do to get busy so that they can check in with our body to see what, so that Linda can check in and see what our body needs. Okay. Well, we are on the radio, so we're not on TV, and there's no video screen, so you can't see what we're doing. So the biggest cardinal sin in radio and what can't happen is dead air. You know? We can't just do nothing and be silent. That's just like, no, that can't happen. So the way we work that out is that when Linda's giving instructions and when then she's doing the work and the caller's thinking what they're thinking, I would repeat her instructions. And that kept us from having day air, but it was a little bit distracting sometimes for you guys. So so what we've done, Linda, did you pick the music?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So Linda has chosen some, and I haven't heard it yet. So I guess that's kind of, you know, we're winging all of this, feeling our way through it. I think we've got a few different music beds. And Nathan, when Linda works with someone, instead of me having to repeat the instructions, you're going to play a little music during that period. Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, we got a few different music tracks already loaded up, so it's not like you're hearing the same music track over and over again.
So, and yeah, so anyway, so we've got a new system planned and we just got to launch it and see how it goes. And for that, I'm really excited.
And hopefully you'll be much more immersed in the sessions too and get more benefit from it.
Yeah, so you'll have to pay attention. Say, Martha, okay, so.
I got control of the mute button.
That's true. And golly, it is still raining like you know what out there. Before we officially start the show, get to all the affirmations and stuff, let's just, Nathan, it looks like you're a little lighter and brighter down in the Bellevue Factoria area than I am up here. The clouds, have you got rain going on? Or
it looks like it's just gray up top and no really any rain falling unless it's just like a little misty drizzle. But that's about as much as it seems to be out here.
Okay, Linda, how are you in the South End? Is it raining down there? Or?
Yes, it's still raining.
Oh, South End of Seattle. Okay.
She had to get up and look out her window. But yeah, okay, so we got rain, and I think pretty much, now we just have rain going on, but I think I remember seeing some sunshine on the weather forecast for later in the week. What do we got going weather-wise, Nathan?
Well, that sunshine, you are going to expect to see it going into Wednesday. Today and tomorrow will be quite rainy, but as we go into Monday evening, that's going to start to disappear on us. And actually, getting into Friday, I am seeing completely sunny skies for now, which means we'll finally, you know, not have to worry about any threats of rain or anything like that.
And well,
have a
and I,
nice,
I have to say,
bright day outside.
You know, it really has been a pretty mild weather. I mean, winter. I mean, thinking about it in terms of not getting terribly cold.
Yep.
Now, I got snow. I got three inches of snow and was white for a week. But, you know, the roads weren't affected. But I was thinking about it last night. I think I remember some really big snowfalls in February. In years past. So I don't think we're done with winter yet.
Yeah, February does tend to seem to be the snowy month when it comes around. Sometimes it goes a little bit sooner into January or December even, but mainly it's always been in February where we would have the most significant snowfalls of the season.
Yeah, well, we've been interfered with snow in December a number of times. And January, but I'm not making it up. I do remember some snowfalls significant in February. You guys remember that too?
Yes.
So I guess we'll just have to, and I can't remember what the almanac said and what kind of a winter it was supposed to be, colder or wetter or whatever it is, but we're making our way through it. And, but what? I don't think we can say, oh, you know, the threat of winter's over because it's only the middle of January.
Well, I've been in pretty much the Seattle area my entire life, and through all those years, I only remember two white Christmases.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so we'll just have to see how the weather goes, and it's very rainy, and I'm glad we decided not to try to make it into the studio because apparently we're back to a lot of construction on the highways again, and I think there are highway closures that I think, Linda, would have made it difficult for you getting into the studio and so forth. I think
yeah,
I-5
it's hard to know, but yeah, having I-5 closed all the lanes between I-90 and the University District 45th.
Yeah, James Street and exit 169 completely closed for, you know, the Revive I-5 project.
Right. Yeah.
They
yeah,
do have so, the express lanes going for the northbound direction, though, that you can use to make your way up north if you need to, but
well,
typically
let's say,
people
so
take
people
405.
People are traveling today on I-5. They can go northbound through Seattle.
Oh, they might have to get off at, not sure the entire interruption, like the express lanes. I'm not too familiar with those, but I do believe you should at least be able to use them. But as far as like where you're getting onto them, if you're getting onto them from I-5 or having a detour onto the Seattle streets for just a little bit until you get to the express lanes, that part I'm not quite sure of. Maybe Linda knows a little bit better since she's more in that region.
You know, I've been reading about it because I'm very concerned for the next 6 months because there will be two lanes shut down for the next 6 months until the World Cup. And I don't want to give any details because I don't have them in front of me, but people should Google Revive I-5 and get the information because it's very important. And if you can, use public transit because beating a car is going to be tough.
Okay. So that's what, if you need to find out about what's going on with the lane closures and so forth, that's what you Google is Revive I-5.
Yeah, yeah. That's the name of the project. Yeah.
Okay. So y'all got your heads up. Revive I-5. Check it out if you have to travel the I-5 corridor. Seattle South, I think is. Anyway, so be sure and check it out. And it is active today.
Okay? Yes.
Lanes are closed. All righty then. It looks like we better take care of our advertisers and try to stay close to on schedule. Then, when we continue, it will be time to officially start the show. We'll do our prayers and affirmations, and I'm excited that I get to share a little bit of Dr. Nels. So he kind of gets to be with it just a little bit in spirit, so that gets us some weaning off his presence here on the show. So anyway, stay right where you are. Prayers and affirmations and officially starting the show are next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. And we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune into Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific time. And now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are really just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is our first energy balancing show with Linda Rasmussen, and we did, before we get to Linda, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you are interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Remember, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available for new clients and the Whispering Dragon Center is in her home now in Shoreline. So easy access, great parking. And she can work with you in person or remotely. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can just give Jude a call if you want to schedule at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And then, of course, we heard from Linda Rasmussen. And Linda, you're here with us on the radio the second Sunday of the month, but ordinarily when you're working, you are either in your office, because you have an office space, the Interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, So you can people can work with you privately in your office, or you can work remotely with people as you do on the radio here. And I don't know if I've asked you for a while. Do you tend to do more in-person sessions, Linda, or remote sessions these days?
Well, ever since COVID, it's been heavier into the remote work. And I would say with things like the Revive i5, there'll be some more remote work going on. It's another way for people to get that balance without having to then get back into their car and deal with traffic as their next thing right after getting all peaceful.
So. Yeah, and I have to say, when I work with you privately off the air, I really can't imagine driving all the way down there and then driving all the way back after the session, because it's so nice to just have you do the work with you and then to be able to sit with it for a while and not have to go right out into driving and so forth. So it's really wonderful to have that option. And you continue to offer a free introductory session to anybody that calls or texts you at the number that we're going to give you. Linda, that only applies to new clients to you. But you say working with them on the radio doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count. That's just like a little appetizer. And the introductory session can go deeper and further. And so that's what I'm offering. If someone's worked with me on the show, they can still get the free introductory session.
Yep. So you can call in today and have a session with Linda for yourselves or for you and your animal friends, because we're going to do the whole package today. And I'm just saying this, but I kind of think, Linda, that, the vision that Dr. Nils had and with the work that we've been doing, I think we're kind of working our way into expanding the work that you do. And that's why you all have to be here on the second Sunday every month, because I think this work is going to be changing. That Linda, along with what Dr. Nels has seen and what we're starting here on the show, is that there's going to add a new dimension, or kind of just expand the kind of work. And we'll just have to kind of see how it lays out and how much we have to talk about the animals as well as the humans. And then if the sessions that Linda do change is because she doesn't know ahead of time what she's going to do, right, Linda? You're just guided to do what you do, correct?
Oh, that's correct. This is a completely in-the-moment practice, and there's nothing I could plan ahead other than to remember to breathe and focus.
Right. So anyway, that is what we are going to do. So how about we officially kick off the show? And if you haven't been here before when I do that by sharing a couple of St. Francis prayers because it's Sunday and I can. And then we do a pile of affirmations that have been contributed by some member of our Animal World family. They've been chosen for their life-altering potential. And then today we will end our ritual with Dr. Nils' affirmation of the month. So we've got a little new thing today. All righty. So you can participate with me and say these prayers and affirmations along with me. Use them during the week as I do. I know a lot of you do that. Or you can opt out. Not like dancing. Hey, oh, that's another thing. The love train is back. Because, man, let's not get me started on that one. We really need the love train. All right, so here we go. I start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, we have the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now we get into our affirmations, and the first one, and by the way, I say each of them out loud three times, and you're welcome to do them along with me. The first one was a spiritual assignment for me years and years ago. Say this three times a day for a week. See what happens. Changed my life. I share it with you. All right, here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, affirmation number two actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And if you probably are familiar with, when Linda works with one of you on the air, she will give you an affirmation at the end of the session to keep the energy going and so forth. And that's where this affirmation came from, and it ended up being so powerful for everybody. And I started doing it, changed things for me too, and that is why we include it here. And just for our purposes today, and when you're doing at home, when I talk about abundant, I say, you know, imagine the type of abundance you'd like to attract into your life at this time, or you can just imagine a generic abundance. Okay? Now, here we go, three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Now, this next one also comes from Ananda, but the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I use to keep myself and my animals in the right frame of mind and energy to go out in the world. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this next affirmation comes from next week's guess. That would be Natasha Venter, our medium and communicator and psychic gal. And this is the one I use for me, and I do this for my animals too, to try to keep us in balance with this crazy energy. I was using this one a lot this week. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty then, and then we conclude the longer affirmations with this spirit or warrior of light affirmation from Ananda Worldwide. And like I said, we really need a lot of love and light in the country around the world right now. So this is a really, really powerful one. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand. With the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, om, shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty then, we're all spiritualized up. Now, normally we would conclude, or I would conclude this affirmation portion with Dr. Nell's contribution. We're still going to do that. However, as I told you, I'm going to share with you, Dr. Nell's has helped us out. And because we're diving into a whole new thing here, and it's the first time, and we're still learning and growing through this process, his affirmation with his monthly newsletter. If you are a member of Dr. Nell's private membership group, which you join through healingministryforanimals.com, then he sends out this newsletter every month, and it comes out the first Sunday of the month, and that's this one came out. So anyway, I'm going to read to you this. He calls, and isn't this appropriate? This month's affirmation, the subject is divine guidance. Okay. The last holiday season this last holiday season, we watched, talking about him and his wife, Martha, The Bishop's Wife. Early in the movie, the bishop prays for guidance and gets it in the form of an angel named Dudley, played by Cary Grant. Have you ever prayed for guidance and got an angel or a sudden vision of what you should do? That's not how divine guidance has worked for me. In fact, when I felt I needed guidance the most because my life was upside down, things often went from bad to worse. What's that about? Well, I figured it out. It only took a half dozen heart-wrenching, soul-smashing experiences for me to understand that guidance does not typically come in the form of a smiling, handsome man that can sort a card file with a wave of his hand or turn novice ice skaters into ice dancers in the blink of an eye. Humans are weird. They want change. But we fear it so much that we stay put. It's like sitting just inside the doorway of a burning building, looking at safety only a few steps away. But it's dark outside, and we can't see what is out there. So we wait, and we wait until the fire is just too intense to stay another second. Then we make a run for it and see that a wall is about to come crashing down on us, so we change direction and run some more until we finally reach a safe place. The flames and the wall are divine guidance. The dark is the unknown that guidance is pushing us into. The unknown is our safe place. The unknown is my safe place? The unknown is my safe place. Now let's make that an affirmation. So the affirmation for the month of January is, I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. Okay, so for today at least, here we go. We're going to add this affirmation three times because we are diving into the unknown here, you guys, and we want to do it in the right energy. So here we go. I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. Om, peace, amen. Now, we conclude this whole ritual of affirmations with Dr. Nell's contribution. And to seat this all spiritually within us for the day and the week, cross your hands over your heart on your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Oh boy, wow, that was powerful. Man, Linda, and that's a really powerful statement from Dr. Nels, you know, and that affirmation. I'm very grateful that it all has come together this way. Anyway, well, we can chat more about it, but looking at the clock, we better take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour, and phone lines are now open. So if you would, who wants to be our first caller? And you can call just for yourself. We can work on you, human animal, or you can call about yourself and your animals, and we'll find out how this is going to work. So pick up your phones now. 425-373-5527 is local. 425-373-5527. Or toll-free is 888-298-5569. All right, everybody, stay right where you are. Animal World continues, and hopefully some phone calls will be rolling in right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board, and today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Remember, our NuPro supplements, and that's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, and you can read all about them at NuProSupplements.com. And you can find usually the dog supplements in your pet store. If not, they're all available on Amazon or at NuPro, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And remember to write my phone number down. Tell anybody you know that has dogs and problems that Aunt Martha can come and solve their problems fast, and I always do free telephone evaluations. So pass out my number. Tell anybody who's got problems with their dogs. I will help them solve them quickly, and my number is 360-217-7258. All righty then. Looks like, well, we have our first caller of the day, and it looks like we might just be working with the human animal to get started with, but let's see where we're going to head up to Marysville. And Johnny, welcome back to Animal World. Good morning, Johnny.
Oh, hi, Martha.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. You know, I try to stick around for the 3 hours, but I don't always do that. And I try to at least stick around for the affirmations.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, well, you know, I try to stick around at least for the first 30 minutes and then hear the three affirmations. But you always say, shanti, shanti, shanti. I have no idea what that means.
That is Sanskrit for peace.
Oh, okay, I learned something today.
Yeah, because, you know, these are yogi practices, you know, with Paramahansa Yogananda. And at the end, I say Om, peace, amen.
Okay.
But Shanti means peace and you know what? I'm not very good at that details. Is it Hindi or Hindu or is it, I think it's Sanskrit.
Okay.
But anyway, it means peace.
Okay. It's like every year we say Auld Lang Syne. I always forget what that means.
And I just checked on it. It is Sanskrit.
Yeah. Sanskrit? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Nathan. See, Nathan's got to check on me because my old brain, you know, remembers some stuff and not others. But that's wonderful that you're here for our prayers and affirmations. And we appreciate that. And so, Johnny, are you calling about yourself today?
Oh, yeah. You know, I have a lifelong deal here where I've always been tight on the right side of my head from the back of my right ear down to the base of my neck on the right side. And every now and then it releases, I become centered. But that hasn't did that in years. So I think that's part of the reason why I lost my eyesight. So I'm not centered.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. So at this point, we won't chat about animals because Johnny is concerned about this tightness in the neck. And Linda, I would assume that's probably a pretty common problem that you would work, or that people would come that they need help with, wouldn't you say?
Oh, people have all kind of long-standing physical experiences that come into the office.
Yeah. All right. So Linda's going to take over with Johnny, and then I'm going to try to stay conscious here so that I keep my mouth shut because we're going to play music.
My phone here.
All right. So are you ready, Johnny?
Yeah.
Okay, Linda. Johnny is all yours.
Hi, Johnny.
Hello.
So let's have you focus right now just on that area that you just described. Just let yourself pay attention to it. And notice how you feel, if any feelings come up while you're thinking about it. You don't need to tell me what those feelings are. Just notice what they are. And then I'm going to have you set that all aside and just focus on a feeling of dread, a feeling of dread. And then we're going to replace that. And we're going to replace dread with the feeling of friendship. So now, Johnny, you're just thinking friendship. And you may even have somebody who pops into your head that's a friend of yours. So you're just thinking friendship. And the number two. And your eyes are going to be open and looking up and to the right. So just with your eyes open, you're just going to roll them up and look up and to the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you exhale. Just breathe out and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. As soon as you need a new breath, just let it come in. And when you're ready, exhale again. And you're just thinking friendship two, looking up and to the right. Perfect. Breathe normally, Johnny. Good job. And I'm going to have you just really gently just look down toward the earth with your eyes open. And then let your head come to a comfortable position. Maybe roll your shoulders around just gently. And then I'm going to have you just let your awareness go back to that same area again on the right side. Okay, that's been cleared. Let me find an affirmation for you. How are you doing, Johnny?
Oh, it has a sensation of like balancing my breath on the other side.
Yeah, yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah, not quite there, but you know, I could feel more air going on the other side.
Okay, wonderful. So the thing that's going to be helpful to keep this energy moving and open is this affirmation: I embrace the feeling of friendship. And you're just going to think that as often as you can, today, tomorrow, and the next day, and as long as you want to. And you may have a friend pop into your mind that you'd like to get a hold of, or maybe they'll get a hold of you. just let yourself be really in this energy of friendship.
All right, that sounds great. And then Johnny should repeat this affirmation, what, several times a day for the next few days? Or how would you recommend he uses it?
Yeah, at least three times in a row, the way you do, Martha, with your affirmations when we get started. And you can say them out loud. That's very powerful. But if you also want to do it and there's somebody around, you can just think it and let yourself feel how it feels to have that feeling of friendship.
Can you reiterate that for me so I could focus it in my head?
You bet. I embrace the feeling of friendship.
I embrace the feeling of friendship. I embrace the feeling of friendship. That's
okay,
a good
one. It's penetrating.
All right. Excellent, Johnny. Well, you have a great day and a great week. And thanks
you know,
for being
Dr. Nels. I really like Dr. Nels on the show. Yeah.
Well, think good thoughts about that. And remember, we embrace the unknown. The unknown is our... okay, now see here, I have to go back already. And it's, I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. Because we, of course, are holding it in our minds, Johnny, and our hearts that Dr. Nels will be able to come back to us. Yeah. Once there's a better way to deal with all of this.
Yeah, and he's a good spirit.
Well, I mean, I'll let you know, he's posting a lot on, he's got some new Facebook posts up, and I am sharing them on the Animal World Facebook page and my personal page, and I'm really liking the way, what he's talking about and how he's describing all of this, and I think we're on our way to finding a way for him to come back eventually, but we don't know that at this point, and for the time being, it's going to be just Linda, but I'm excited for the work that we're going to be doing with Linda, because I think a whole new world is opening up to us here. Anyway, Johnny, you have a fabulous day, and thank you for calling Animal World.
Yeah, thank you, Linda and Nathan.
All right, God bless, Johnny. Bye bye.
Bye.
What a great first call. Even though it's just a human animal, but I love Johnny. Now, Johnny, he's been a listener for a long time, and then had problems with a dog friend. His family. So I've been to Johnny's home and worked with him with his dog, but that was years ago. It always touches my heart, pleases me when I know y'all turn in at least for the affirmations and prayers, because that's all the good stuff. All righty, we are at the end of the hour, and guess what? We get to break out the love train, and so we're breaking out the love train again. It takes us to an energy that we really need right now, and rather than going on the dark side, we're going to focus on the positive. God's love, God's light is the most powerful energy in the universe, and we want to spread it all over our country, all over the world. It is needed everywhere. Let's really focus on getting up, getting moving. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with me. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And let's just send the love and light all over the country, all over the world, and hope that we are able to raise the vibration a bit. No, how about a lot? Okay. All righty. Now, I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And Diane, hold on. We'll take you first after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are, everybody. Love train coming up, and then Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.